You're listening to the audio production of Becoming Mrs. Lewis, the improbable love story of Joy Davidman and C.S. Lewis, a novel by Patty Callahan, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Lauren Woodward. Author's notes read by Patty Callahan.
Prologue. You would not have called to me unless I had been calling to you. Aslan, The Silver Chair, C.S. Lewis. 1926, Bronx, New York. From the very beginning, it was the great lion who brought us together. I see that now. The fierce and tender beast drew us to each other, slowly, inexorably, across time, beyond an ocean, and against the obdurate bulwarks of our lives. He wouldn't make it easy for us. That's not his way. It was the summer of 1926. My little brother Howie was 7 years old, and I was 11. I knelt next to his bed and gently shook his shoulder. "Let's go," I whispered. "They're asleep now." That day I'd come home with my report card, and among the long column of A's there was the indelible stamp of a single B denting the cotton paper. "Father," I'd tapped his shoulder, and he'd glanced away from the papers he was grading, his red pencil marking student's work. "Here's my report card." His eyes scanned the card, the glasses perched on the end of his nose, an echo of the photos of his Ukrainian ancestors. He'd arrived in America as a child, and at Ellis Island his name was changed from Yosef to Joseph. He stood now to face me and lifted his hand. I could have backed away. I knew what came next in a family where assimilation.